Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. We were joined by Taskmaster's very own Alex Horn.
Yes.
One of his other projects is coming to a TV near you. He's a club football club director now.
He is indeed.
So we have plenty to discuss.
Loads to talk about, yes.
Andy Dawson from Atletico Mints and the Top Flight Time Machine podcasts joined us as well.
He's on tour, isn't he, Paul?
He's on tour. He's a Sunderland fan. And Sunderland had a big scalp last night at under 21 level, so we chatted about that. Chesney Hawks,
he
the one and
on.
Only.
Chesney, we nearly avoided it.
He brought it up, as you'll discover. He joined us, and we played Celebrity Combination, not talked a bit of West Ham, and you got involved with some very good. We've got so many of these left, Charlie. We haven't got round to yet. We do apologise.
Injuries.
We had a lot
injuries.
Of love for Siren Sester for reasons that will become obvious. If we didn't get round to your email or text, we do apologise. But anyway, here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Good afternoon, Paul. Trick or treat? Did you have any trick or treaters?
Well, we didn't. Because our kids have kind of, you know, they're older now. They're not involved in that. We used to, like, when the kids were young, they'd go and do it and we'd put the pumpkin out the front so kids would knock on the door. We'd be geared up. But we always have a few sweets in reserve, which is because, you know, just in case.
Dig them out the back of the cupboard door, some new ones.
Go out and buy, honestly, offices today are awash with Twix Fun Size and Swizzle Scrumptious packs, aren't they?
Exactly, yeah.
You've been working your way through the love hearts.
Well, the thing is, my daughter's six, so she went out dressed as some witch or something last night. I don't know who it was she was dressed as.
Do you not go?
Put it together herself.
Do you not wander about?
I let my wife do it last night. It was very nice of me, I thought.
You've moved out in the sticks a bit, so it's about a 4 mile walk to get to the first house.
Very dark where I live, so no kids turned up. But of course, she comes in with this big bag of sweets. She can't have all the sweets. No. So you have to hide them. You have to sort of move them along, move them away. So that's why I brought them in today.
Yes,
got some love hearts here, Paul. I'm going to open them now and again. Let's just open them.
We should get Paddy Power on to see what's the first thing. Is he going to be, I'm going, hug me. I don't know what they say anymore.
Is that what you...
Have they got more woke?
Is that what you...
have
you asking for? Alternative love hearts.
Well,
Paul?
I'm just wondering. I'm wondering if love hearts have changed.
Paul.
I don't want to end up in front of HR.
Perfect.
What was it?
For you. Perfect.
Oh, okay.
There
sorry about
that. Lovely. For each guest, I'll do a love heart.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Have you taken these kids' sweets into work today? And how's it going down? Let us know. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. Also today, yes, Cass Rooney inspired. Have you ever injured an adult? because you may have seen last week the Rooneys were on holiday in Dubai. They went out for a lovely Greek meal. And Wayne was sporting a little cut on his forehead. And we found out what happened. Cass, his little lad, he's 4-year-old. They were doing plate smashing. You know, you go to a Greek restaurant.
Yeah,
it's a bit of controlled plate smashing. But kids are 4. They look at adults smashing plates. They think, yeah, I'll have some of that. So old Cass picks up a plate like a flying saucer, lobs it. It's the old man on the forehead.
Yeah.
And, he's got a bit of a cut there. So we were just wondering, have you ever injured an adult as a kid?
Or been injured by your children?
You've got a corking story of your missus.
My wife was driving when my son was about 4 or 5 in the car seat next to her, and reached up, poked her right in the eye, right to the back of the eyeball, scratched the back of her eyeball, and she had to sort of pull over with one hand for her eye, and had to call the AA to take her home because she couldn't drive because she had a
Oh, wow.
She'd scratched her eyeball.
Well, that kicks us off. I had a situation where my youngest boy, once when he was about two, had this little plastic watch, toy watch.
Oh, nice.
And he was swinging it round and swinging it round. He let go of it and he hit my wife in the eye with it. She had a big black eye.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, I go to school. I took him into school with her a couple of days later. And she's got a right shiner. The looks are, honestly.
I bet you, everything all right at home?
And honestly, it was real. It was horrible.
I can imagine,
What
was it, a little watch?
It was a little, and of course, people were saying, oh, yeah, Matt, he threw a little watch in it. And that's what happened. That was terrible. Anyway, it can help. Talksport.com/H&J. Text to 81089. Tweet to TSH&J with your stories. Being injured by the kids.
I mean, it's a You've Been Framed staple, isn't it?
It is.
Golf club in the dad's whatever's.
Yeah, that's it. Indeed. So,
I backed out of that conversation quickly.
Let us know this afternoon. I can't think of a worse place to be in the Marseille Stadium, even amongst their ultras. But the worst place to be in the stadium tonight is Gianluca Conte's seat, sitting next to his brother, Antonio. Can you imagine? I mean, you see him on a touchline, he's a lunatic.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what he's going to be like in a seat up in the old director's box in the stand? He'll be fidgeting, he'll be standing up, he'll be getting down.
Will he have a radio situation, Paul?
No,
his brother, not allowed anything.
His brother can speak to the bench, but it's a lot of old.
Tell him this.
So he says,
tell him this.
Say this. That's the other thing. You're sitting next to someone who's going to be constantly getting up and down, going mad, arms in the air, shouting, talking to his brother for the whole match. We want to know the worst people you ever sat next to, whether it's at football, the theatre, and what were they doing. But the worst person, ideally, you could have it around, but I think the worst person you ever physically sat next to in some kind of environment.
Oh, we went to the boxing.
Could be at school.
Me and our producers went to the boxing Lawrence Okolie fight at the end of last year. And there's a massive bloke in front of us.
Oh, there was a Polish fighter on the bill.
There's a Polish fighter on the bill.
Polish guys had turned
this guy
down,
in front of us must have been 6'4". I don't know what he'd been at least drinking. But he would not sit down and shut up.
So you didn't have a word with him on that basis?
Eventually I just did go, please sit down, my son can't see.
Right.
And he was like, hey.
Oh, okay.
Like angry that I'd even said anything. Right. So then we moved.
Oh, okay.
I thought, I'm not going to get involved in this.
You didn't escalate the situation. Probably quite wise.
He was quite big.
So, worst person you ever sat next to, and kids injuring adults, or maybe when you were a kid, doing that to the adults as well. Talksport.com/H&J. Text to 81089. Tweets to TSH&J.
Did you see any of the El Pastico last night, Paul?
No, I was going to talk to you about it. It's in West Country Corner, Plymouth 4, Exeter 2.
Yes.
I saw our old mate, the newbie Exeter fan, David Earl, went to Plymouth.
Yes,
he went to Home Park.
Got a ticket and he went to stood in the away end at Home Park. Yeah, but Plymouth doing really well.
They're going well, aren't
they? Nine wins at home in a row, top of the table.
Do you see that as the true West Country derby?
Absolutely not, Paul. What are you on about?
What is the true West Country derby?
Torquay Exeter.
That's the one, is it?
That's what I see, is it? Yeah, yeah.
Fair enough.
Some of the best days of my life have been at Torquay v Exeter. That's a great bit. Yeah, but look, that was a good match. Another big game last night. So good luck. Good luck. Not good luck to them.
Good luck to them?
Plymouth, they're all right.
Right. They're in such rarefied atmosphere now, they're not really a problem.
Exactly.
For you,
not a problem anymore. No, just
the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Wait to welcome return to the studio now. Taskmaster, of course.
Yes.
New series on All Four, the Horn section. Chesham United club director and a Liverpool fan. Alex Horn. Alex, good to see you.
Good afternoon, Paul. Hello, Charlie.
Hello. I know you from Bad Golf, mainly. That's
We've been friends for 20 years.
Exactly.
Yeah,
friends for 20
it.
Years.
Yeah, yeah.
And
which predates Bad Golf.
A worse golfer than Lloyd Griffith, who I was on last week, and I said, is the worst golfer I've ever seen. Alex is pretty much worse than
Does that stop you playing? I mean, because sometimes they get very sniffy on a good course, or if you slow play, the old marshals come up and give you a little bit of a jolly up or kick you off. Have that ever happened to you?
Yes. No, it normally does. Normally the big boys come along and say, what are you doing? And can you get off? And they're rude to us. I mean, pretty much every time we play golf.
Really?
Yeah.
That's available on wherever
Bad
you,
golf,
you get your podcasts.
Are you still doing that with John?
I'm still doing it with John, but John played against Beef Johnston about 2 weeks ago and beat him over 9 holes, scratch golf. So,
wow.
So John is... John Robbins,
alert.
John's quite good.
Sorry, yes. If you listen to that, forget the information I gave you. But yeah, it's still going. But John is becoming a good cop.
Now, the Horn Section has been a podcast, has also been a great live show for many years, and now it's a TV show. But for those that don't know, because it's an interesting concept, what is the Horn Section?
Mm. Well, the Horn Section is a band, a six-piece band. My good friends from primary school became musicians. Joe and Ben, they became a drummer and a trumpeter and became jazz musicians. And I became a comedian, but I want to be a musician and they want to be a comedian. Mm. So it's five musicians who aren't funny and one comedian who's not musical. And we have a laugh. And we've made a TV show, which is it's a comedy show about me and the band making a comedy show about me and the band on Channel 4. So it's a meta.
So it's not the kind of format of the podcast where you get guests on and get them.
We do in the show within the show. Okay. But I also have to act and pretend to be Alex Horn. And they have to pretend to be musicians. It's all a bit much.
I mean, they are a great... I mean, I have guested...
I've seen you play.
I've guested with the Horn Section a couple of times.
Yeah, many times. Yeah, you tap dance, you play the trumpet.
I do, yeah. And...
you're an all-round entertainer.
He really is.
What am I doing here? Is there anything I can do? Yeah. But it's... they are so good.
Yeah, they are.
They are so good.
It's so annoying.
And so brilliant musically.
Yeah.
But so accessible as well with the music.
Oh, it's so
not sort
accessible.
Of like horrible jazz, you know.
No, I try not to use the word jazz, but it is the same sort of thing as that. And we have people like Martin Kemp and Imogen Heap come on the show. And so we have the essence of that, but we also have the show falling apart because we make it in my show. We film it live in my house.
Yeah.
In the show. So it's like Noel's house party.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to.
And it's going to be on all four from this week, so you can binge it if you like.
Yeah, it's going to be on all four for 2 weeks. You can watch it all in one go.
Yeah.
It's 22 minutes each episode, so you might
not
as well.
Bad, is it?
Easy.
You may as well.
Bite-size.
And then it's on double bills on Thursday nights, straight after Taskmaster. So it's an hour of me, and then it's another hour of me.
It's going very well for you, isn't it, Alex?
I've now got 2 hours on Thursday nights devoted to me. Yeah.
When are you going to do something with the show that you did where you built a life-size mousetrap?
Yeah.
The board game Mousetrap?
Yeah. Mm.
Alex built a live, and he put it together on stage.
That's a great game show.
It was really fun. Yeah, good. I built it in 50 minutes, and at the end of the show, I sort of released the machine, and it worked maybe one in 30 times. So it's quite a high hit rate. It was too labour-intensive, Charlie. I'll come around your house.
I mean,
and
talking of labour-intensive, you come up, I mean, the tasks in Taskmaster are ingenious, and you come up with most of them, Alex. I mean, I suppose, what is it, just you get into that mindset? I mean, I know it's your baby, it's your idea, so you must get into that mindset. Do they get easier as time
goes? It's like writing a stand-up routine. So I used to be a stand-up comic with Charlie on the circuit, but now instead of thinking of jokes, I think of tasks, and I don't think of any jokes anymore, which is a shame. But I'd see, I see a colander in a shop and think, oh, we've not used a colander before. Maybe it's see how much cheese you can get through a colander in an hour.
Yeah.
We'll be playing not later. Bad, we've got a game on this show called Celebrity Combination Lock, which
Chesney loves. He's playing today.
Very much a diluted
all my favorite
task,
things.
You know.
Right.
So,
yeah. You know, yeah, so. No, I people think it's hard coming up with the tasks, but it's really, really easy.
Is it like, because Jimmy Carr or one-liners, they always say they start with this punchline and work backwards. Mm. You know, they'll think of a word and they'll work backwards towards the setup.
Yes.
Is that what you do with the tasks? No.
So what I do, I come up with the setup and I don't have to think of the punchline because I get five better comedians to come into the show and they provide the punchline.
Have you got a favourite, Alex, of all over the series you've done? Yeah. Is there one that springs to mind?
Well, there is one which was give Alex a special cuddle, you've got an hour. we wouldn't have done that in series one. But I think that was Bob Mortimer's series. So we trusted that comics would make that funny. So Bob immediately said, "Well, I've never been in the boot of my own car. Fancy getting in the boot of the car with me?" So we got in the boot of his car. He had a banana and a can of deodorant in there, and we stayed there for 15 minutes, cuddling and eating a banana and spraying deodorant.
And he's amazing, anyway, isn't he? He's a perfect guest, isn't he?
He is
perfect guest. Because in the original one, you did it in Edinburgh, didn't you? You had, I don't know how many people you had
20,
originally. 20 people
comics,
originally.
Yeah.
And wasn't one of the rounds put an amount of money in my bank
account? That was the very first task: was deposit some money in my bank account. Most money wins. And I've got 340 quid, 200 of which came from Mark Watson. He was so competitive.
Desperate.
Yeah, that was the first one.
It's gone global. There's lots of different taskmasters on TV around the world. Do they come up with their own? Are there tasks, I wonder, that are culturally not right for some parts of the world where it's shown, or do they just repurpose yours?
A bit of both. So places like Sweden and New Zealand, they've got big taskmasters shows that work. So they come up with their own ones. And Sweden have no health and safety laws. So they had one which was get the attention of the train driver when he goes past. But they didn't warn the train driver.
Wow.
So they were flatly dancing on the tracks and flagging it down.
Well, that's not don't it's do that at home, kids.
But it's very funny.
Oh, yes, yeah, sure funny. It is. I mean, have you tapped into any of theirs? Have
yeah, it's thought, a weird yeah, sort know, of market now. So yeah. Whatever we come up with, they can use, and whatever they come up with, oh, we yeah. can
wow,
use. So
wait.
There's one task, this current series, where John Kearns was a mole in the team task.
Yeah.
So he was against them, which we adapted from a New Zealand idea.
Have you ever thought of having the Taskmaster World Cup?
Of course I have.
Yeah, I've thought almost
international gladiators.
Is this going to happen? I mean, the idea of the Swedish champion.
Well, I mean, I think it will happen. Yeah. I think it's inevitable now.
Yeah.
I'd love it to happen. We had a get together in France about 3 weeks ago where there were nine different Taskmasters assistants on the beach, all dressed in the same costumes, and I think there were six of the Taskmasters, and it was so funny seeing all these different.
And is there the relationship is the same as it is with you and Greg all over the world?
Pretty much. Some of the Taskmasters are task mistresses; they're women,
which is not better,
but it's good because it's a shame one of us isn't female.
Exactly,
if we're honest.
Yeah,
one of you.
I thought you said that before.
Yeah.
Chesham United.
Oh yeah,
we've
got a director.
We're on
with
sport
this.
Now. You're on the board. Are you a blazer or what? Are you?
Have you got a club blazer?
I've got a club shirt. Well, what happened was I'm on the publicity trail at the moment, which means I've got to go on Soccer AM soon, which I'm very excited about.
That's great.
So I said to the club, "Can I wear one of the shirts on the show?" So I've got the number 22 shirt. But last week I was on holiday, and the chairman phoned me up and said, "We need the 22 shirt because it's the only one that fits our left back." So he had to play with a very tight shirt.
I thought they were going to say they've retired the number for you.
No, I've got to get it back by noon on Saturday because we're playing Swindon Supermarine.
Is this a task?
Get the shirt to Chesham United quick as possible. Oh, yeah, that'll do.
Is there a... I'm slightly obsessed with a blazer. But surely a club secretary or someone does have a Chesham United badge on the blazer.
Yeah, I've never seen one. We're pretty... fast-moving, dynamic club. All the directors apart from me are over 70, so we're not in that. We're not sort of in the blazer market.
Because I can see you in a pair of grey, slightly flared Farahs, slip-on shoes, and a blazer,
no,
a club tie and shirt.
It's not really like that. It is a really fun family club. Yeah. So it's pretty relaxed. And actually, most of the directors don't sit in the directors' area. We just roam around the
set of flares.
They're having a good season.
They are in the league. Well, knocked out of both cups, unfortunately, but we're third in the league. We beat Merthyr Tydfil, which was a huge win, and we beat the Police, which is always.
So you're one below. You're one below the National
Stinks.
League.
That'll be the 70s, isn't it?
We're in Southern Premier South, the seventh tier. Yes. We played Torquay a few years ago, and we lost 1-0.
You did in the Cup, yes.
FA Trophy.
I mean, the Cup run is important to clubs at your level, isn't it? Really, it was a bit of a blow that you didn't.
It was a double blow. Yeah, we went out on in the replay in the FA Cup, and then. Penalties on Saturday in the FA Trophy. But if we get promoted, we've never been promoted since I've been in Chesham. So even playoffs would be good.
And it's another year you could have got third round and potentially played your other great love, Liverpool, and potentially this year beaten them.
I've sort of taken a step back from my role at Liverpool.
Right. Concentrating on Chesham.
Quite convenient timing.
I'm still right back.
I was playing. I did play right back for Chesham recently.
Yeah.
I played a game for Chesham Vets against West Ham Vets, and I scored for West Ham Vets.
Ah!
My second touch of the ball, I headed it past Lloyd Griffiths into the bottom corner in front of the...
Should he have stopped it, though? I mean, was it...
No, it was a really powerful header into my own goal.
They always say it's second touch
in the great
header,
Ian Dowry West Ham envelope then, really. A very powerful header past your own keeper.
It was horrible. Yeah. It was my first own goal in my career, in my life. And I've never had a feeling like it. It's a really confusing feeling. I don't know what it's like. It's like dropping some butter on your foot.
I got goal of the season for one for a Sunday team I played with. I was outside the 18-yard box, turned, went back, and it bobbled as I hit it. It sailed into the top corner over the keeper. Got goal of the season. Yeah.
Passed back from the halfway line.
Cheers.
At school, went in.
Really?
Yeah. You'll never forget it.
It'll never leave you.
Its way out your of your own mind.
I wake up thinking about it.
So,
the horn section, it's on all four at the moment.
No, from Thursday at midnight.
Thursday at midnight.
Or Wednesday at midnight. I don't know which day midnight is on.
Oh, gosh,
no. But Thursday at 1 minute past midnight.
Fantastic. And Taskmaster continues, of course.
Yeah, I think we've got four episodes left of this series, and then there's more forever.
Yes,
yeah. No, it's a good one, this lot. We've got Dara and Sarah Milliken and
Manu
Kearns and Fern Brady.
Yeah.
All good.
Funny. She's funny. Yeah.
And the rest of them are also funny.
Yeah. I'm not saying any of those people aren't funny.
Yeah. No.
Fern Brady is funny.
Yeah. No, yeah. Are you singling them out?
I'm not singling her out.
With John Kearns.
All funny.
Let me single
John
Kearns.
John Kearns is funny, actually. John Kearns is funny.
Very funny.
Fulham
man.
Fan.
Yeah,
yeah.
Have you seen Manu Chihuahua, though? He's funny.
Yeah, he's funny. Yeah, well, I mean, we'll go through, we should go for them all, but
they're all funny.
Dara Breen's not funny, unfortunately.
Oh, yes, yeah, a shame, isn't it? I've always thought that.
No career for him off the back of Taskmaster.
Alex, lovely to see you.
You too, Paul. And you too, Charles.
Oh, thank you.
Continued success with Taskmaster.
Thanks, guys.
And look forward to seeing the horn section.
I think you'll enjoy it.
My favourite horn section, I've always come back to it because it was hilariously funny and a brilliant idea, was Hugh Morris dancing to Single Ladies by Beyonce, which is a wonderful image. I mean, yeah. have you done any of the stage greatest hits on the show? Because I'd pay to see that again.
Yeah, we don't do that. We do dance. We have a popular character called Henry Hoover. He may make an appearance.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, all the horn section classics.
Any of the hits? What's your favourite season? That's my favourite of your
not
originals.
Made it. Chinese Five Spices in it.
Okay, nice.
That's
nice.
The classic. Yeah, and there's a song about peas, which is very inappropriate for children.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
Oh, awesome. I like that one. Yeah.
Episode
Watershed.
Two. Yeah.
Yes. Cheers, Alex. Thank you.
Cheers, Paul.
Alex Horn there.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Good afternoon, Paul Hawksby. Charlie Baker here on Talk Sport. Cyclist Dan Martin joins us. Recently retired, he has decided now he's... What's your hang-up if you're a cyclist?
Your cleats hang up.
Dan has decided to write his autobiography. It's more than his autobiography. It's his kind of take on the sport now and how it's changed in the sort of, 2008? So what, in the sort of 12, 15 odd years that he was out there on the tour. So
tough game,
stuff. Chased by pandas for reasons he will explain when he joins us later on. Tom Greatrix from the FSA joins us. We'll talk a bit of Fulham with him. But before all of that, you may have seen, in fact, it was Charlie who alerted me to it this morning, sent it to me on social media. You may have seen footage of an under-21 game last night between Newcastle and Sunderland. It's a late equaliser by Sunderland, 92nd minute equaliser, by the goalkeeper.
Yeah, the only reason I saw it is because the keeper is Alex Bass, who Torquay United had at one point, and he was very, very good for us. So that's the only reason I was alerted to it.
Well, he's admitted that although he scored the goal, the ball did hit his hand, and Alex Bass is calling it the hand of COD. Of course he is. The thing is, right up in the gods, there's a gaggle of Sunderland fans going absolutely mad, a whole section of them. The Newcastle fans don't seem that fussed either way, but look, little victories, as they say in porridge. Joining us now, currently on tour, their old mate Sam Delaney. He'll tell us more about that shortly. He's Atletico Mintz's very own Andy Dawson. Hi, Andy.
Hey, Andy.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Oh, how's it feel? How's it feel? You've woken up to putting the tune to the sword in a manner of speaking.
Yeah, putting them to the sword with a 1-1 draw at the under-21s level away from home. It's the stuff of dreams, it really is. But, I mean, to be fair, we haven't played them for a few years, you know, for obvious reasons. It may be a few more years before we play them again. So, as you've said there, you've got to take the small victories where you can. And, obviously, if there's any kind of comedic element to it, such as the goalkeeper equalising with his hand.
Yeah.
In the 95th minute, whenever it was, then you know, all the better.
No VAR in the under 23s. I think it should count. Should count double if your keeper scores.
it should. You know, there's many, many things that are wrong with football that could be sorted out with a bit of imagination. That's definitely one of them.
Yeah.
Get a double goals for the goalkeeper. I mean, I'd sort of been reading, I've been following it on Twitter, and we originally thought he came up and he headed it and it bounced back, I think, off the post, and we thought it had gone in off his face, which itself would have been hilarious.
Yeah, lovely,
but,
yeah.
But he then later admitted that it had gone off his hand. So there you go. What can you do?
He said he didn't know what to do at the time. I mean, what can you do? You're going to say, sorry, ref, I've handballed that. You better chalk it off. And he said, well, don't worry about it. It's only an under-21 game. I mean, what can you? I mean, he's trying to be honest, but he didn't quite know who to go to with it.
Well, you put your hands up, didn't you?
I suppose you do.
Which
you did.
Yeah. He'd done that already.
Yes, indeed. So, I mean, could this be a turning point? I mean, wouldn't it be great if Sunderland go on an incredible run, work their way through the divisions and look back on this moment in the 21s as the real turning point in the club's recent history?
Yeah, I mean, it might well be. I mean, we've got a good record against Newcastle. I think we won six in a row last time we were up in the Premier League. So we're not in any hurry to play them again at the top level and, you know, possibly jeopardise that record because we're clinging on to that. But we might get up in the Premier League at some point. I can't see it being this season, to be honest. But, no. You know, last night could have been a turning point, maybe.
You don't fancy you're going to come up this year, no?
not really. I mean, we've played the last 2 months without any kind of noticeable striker. That's not ideal for a promotion push. And I think we're on a run of something like one win in the last eight. Ooh. So we started the season well, and it's beginning to get a bit sticky now. But I don't think we'll go down. I don't think there'll be any kind of relegation battle. But I'll be quite happy with mid-table. Top 10 will be brilliant. But, you know, give it time. The people at the club, they're trying to grow it gradually and sustainably, mm-hmm. as I think they say. And maybe that's the better way of doing it rather than just chucking money at the thing and seeing what happens.
Yeah, the key was get out of League One, wasn't it? Because that's just a horrible league.
That's job done.
Yeah.
You know, and go again, isn't it? And I see you've banned coins and vapes for away fans. I don't know how they're gonna police
coins
that.
And vapes is like the title of a book.
But, yes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, best of luck with that. because we had Burnley a couple of weeks ago and there was a few missiles came down because the away fans are in the top tier.
Right.
Above our fans in the North Stand. So there'd been a few projectiles came down after we'd scored in the first half, and so as a result the new rule is that vapes and coins aren't allowed in the ground, so I don't think I'm like getting to turn their pockets out at the gate or what, but
it's good that all the money is going, all the coins they do take go to the club's foundation, they go to charity, don't they, which good. That's a good thing. So ways you just go along and empty your pockets and it goes to the club.
Well, I think they're going to go to a charity of the away team's choosing.
Oh,
so it'll be kind of, you know, if the away fans want to bring a lot of coins along, they can bring as many as they want, as long as they're happy for them to go to a charity of their choice, which is fair enough. But it seems tricky.
Could put it into Newcastle's transfer.
you know, like the airport when you can't take your drink through, and you see people like necking 2 litres of bottles of water and stuff like that before
going off to spend what coins spend it, they've
put,
got.
Put
there.
Those tuppenny nudges off the fare, you know.
Well, the people from Poundland should set up a stall outside the ground.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah. They'd make a fortune.
Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Poundland Express.
Yeah, as long as they're not selling vips, it'd be all right, yeah.
Poundland Express is like a very cheap version of an Andrew Lloyd Webber musical. Very cheap kids' skates. Poundland Express. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Oh, be lovely,
I'd go and watch
it.
Oh, yeah. All the wheels coming off the skates. Skaters crashing into the audience. I'd go and watch it. Poundland. Now, talking of which, you start your tour tonight, you and Sam Delaney, Top Flight Time Machine, from the podcast, of course. It's a brilliant title for a tour. Top Flight Time Machine, Underprepared and Overconfident.
Oh, lovely. Perfect.
And Leeds is your first gig.
Yeah, we're at the Wardrobe in Leeds tonight. But the last couple of tours we've done, we've kind of written scripts and things and done characters and learned lines. And this time we thought we'll just do what we do on the podcast, which is just sit down and wing it. So hence underprepared and overconfident. So we'll see how it goes. Yeah. We'll be all right. We've got a couple of things as backup that we can fall back on. That are prepared just in case we've got nothing to say to the good people of Leeds. But they're always a good crowd there. We've played the Wardrobe a couple of times and it's always fun.
Yeah. Tell us something, for those that haven't heard it, I'd be surprised, but those, just tell us what you and the sort of things, because it did start life as a kind of look back, a time capsule on the world of football, but it's often the case, it's sort of strayed a bit from that, isn't it? At times?
Yeah, I've done two podcasts now where we've just strayed away from football. Best intentions. Yeah, we vaguely cover football now and again, but it's just kind of everything. I mean, this week we've covered ghosts because it's Halloween. We've covered, and we've got an ongoing series where we're looking at the history of mud.
Nice.
Not the band,
Feet, no.
Not, the actual full title of it is History of Mud Brackets Substance, and we might go back and do Mud Brackets Band.
That would be good. Yeah. I'd be interested in that.
Every Thursday we do the Melchester Odyssey, where we're going through the 1980s issues of Roy the Rovers week by week.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's really popular with the listeners. We kind of do a different thing every day of the week, really, but it's generally not that football related. But people seem to like it, so what can you do? Yeah. Just keep going.
Yeah, so people can buy their tickets, can they, from if they go to TF Time Machine? There's all the details of the tour there.
That's right, yeah. They're Sheffield tomorrow night. Then next week we're in London, Newcastle, Glasgow and Nottingham. And there'll be some more dates announced soon for the new year.
Nice one.
Fantastic.
Good to
Fantastic.
Talk to you, Andy.
Cheers, Andy.
Give our best to Sam. Cheers, all the fellas. Best. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Brilliant.
There we are. There's Andy Dawson there. Go and catch him. And Sam Delaney, Top Flight Time Machine, underprepared and overconfident. They'll be in Leeds, Sheffield, in London at 21 Soho, Newcastle Stand, Glasgow Stand, and the Nottingham Glee Club over the next week or so.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Hawksby and Charlie Baker here on Talk Sport. And Charlie.
Yes.
Is there anything else we wanted to talk about today? I mean, we've got loads of emails and texts.
Absolutely,
and
absolutely loads. Absolutely.
We've got a little
loads.
Point here where we can bring you some of the best.
Siren Sester yesterday, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Feels like the sort of place I should have been to before. Feels like the sort of place I've brought up a lot, Cirencester.
Yeah.
You ever been to Cirencester,
you know,
Paul?
I'm not sure I have.
Well, I'd never been before. And I was wondering why I'd never been there. I was thinking, why have I never been Cirencester?
Yeah.
Feels like my sort of vibe. And I realised
it's... Capital of the Cotswolds.
Because there's not really a football team there, is there?
Oh,
I've realised
true.
I've only ever been places... if they've got a football team or know where they are, but very nice, right. Big market town.
It's quite strange. There. I've just gone on to Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And I've gone into Cirencester. And
okay.
But then there's a little map of it. There's a little map of it. It says Cirencester. And then the only thing highlighted on it is the Tesco Extra, which is down the road.
That's what was so odd about it. It was just this one big field and one Tesco Extra.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Beautiful market town, isn't it?
Yeah, beautiful market town. I'd never been there. We had to go there because my wife had bought some bedside tables.
Okay.
eBay.
This is what they want.
Without checking where they were.
What do you mean?
She'd bought them a week ago.
Yeah. How far is it to Cirencester?
Luckily, it's just an hour from our house.
Right.
But
so it's you must collect. You said must collect.
Must collect. Collection only.
Right.
So we were there. Having to drive to Cirencester on a Monday.
But you made the most of it. You went to the Tesco Extra.
Bit of lunch. Went to the Tesco Extra twice.
Yeah, of course you did. Got yourself a little sandwich, sat in the car.
It was very nice. I'd recommend a trip to Cirencester. I bet they do a lovely Christmas market there. That sort of place.
Nice mould wine.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
Don't drive lovely. Home, obviously.
Yeah, obviously, no.
If you're picking up any
a glue vine.
Bedside tables. Stephen in Lincoln said, we had a dartboard outside our back door. Used to play darts regularly. And one day, my mum, Sue, came out the back door just as I missed the dartboard.
Yeah.
And a dart went into her face.
Oh, yeah.
That's not good.
Boy at primary school. Had that. He was pulling a dart out of the board and dropped in his eye, Paul.
Oh, Charlie.
Right, he ended up like David Bowie.
It's terrible. We're asking Cass Rooney, Wayne's little lad, throwing the plate, have you ever injured the adults? Kevin says, when I was 8, I split my dad's head open on the putting green at Falmouth swinging a club. Also knocked him out in the fireplace pretending I was a cowboy with my cowboy gun.
That's twice.
I'm a nice person, really.
Feels like it's on purpose.
I played squash with my dad once.
Oh, yeah.
And I hit a ball quite hard. I never played squash with him once. Between his legs. The ball went between his legs. His legs were obviously slightly open as he was rushing to the wall. The ball went between his legs. And very unfortunately, flicked off of a tiny section of his undercarriage like a whip crack.
That's the worst.
And he went down like a sack of spuds.
That's the worst way, Paul.
He lay there on the
a
court.
A little flick.
He lay there on the court. It was like someone had gone whoosh, with this piece of quite heavy black rubber on, and he was in a lot of trouble.
Were you in a lot of trouble? No.
I was trying not to laugh as he sort of lay there doubled up.
It's
but
funny
it's never
when
it's a good
else.
Thing, is it? Really?
Oh, I've had a listener get in touch. Tell Charlie to sort his facts.
Oh, yeah.
Cirencester does have a football club.
Oh, okay.
What I meant was like.
Oh, so yeah, you're sitting there lording it further down the
or
food chain.
A National League club. I'm sure the Cirencester Football Club.
Cirencester FC.
It feels very much more a rugby area.
Cirencester Town FC.
Oh, yeah.
Blimey, they have to travel.
Cirencester Town, you muppet. I'm getting absolute pelters
they
now.
Go, they play games in Walthamstow and Ware, the sort of Hertfordshire, East London.
Cirencester?
Cirencester, let's have a look. It says Cirencester Town FC. It says football club, wedding venue as well.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They've got all the bases covered.
I think what I mean by what I said, Paul, which I'm getting pelters for now, of course, is you learn your geography of the country as a kid, don't you?
Yeah.
If you like football, through the Vidi printer. You
That's
go,
true.
Oh, well, Berwick, where's Berwick Rangers? Where on earth is that? You know, you've learned where Rotherham is by losing 2-0 to them on a Saturday, you know, don't you? So what I meant by that was, I don't think Cirencester was it was ever has ever been on the Vidi printer on a Saturday
they
afternoon.
They get full use out of the Carinium, as I call it, their ground. I mean, they say they use it for... You have to as a small club, don't you? But, man, the travelling they do. So they play Walthamstow in East London. Teddy Sheringham, Harry Kane country, just down the road from the Himes Park. They play in Ware in Hertfordshire, which is sort of out... I lived there for a while, mate, and that never gets old if you live in Ware. It's just a straight punch in the face. Doesn't matter who says it, your nan, anybody. If you live in Ware, you're
allowed. Make me self-love.
There's a decree. If you live in Ware, and you live actually in that in that town, and someone says that, just punch them straight.
Same
face.
If you live on the River Wye.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Cirencester, so they play Ware in Hertfordshire, Wilds in North London. Don't you dare. They play in Walthamstow. And they play in Barnstable, Charlie.
Yeah, well, that's that'll probably be a pretty much a derby.
But
that's
the
just down
of
the M4, M5 down
this?
To Barnstable.
It's the Southern
League, is it?
Southern Football League. I mean, I'm surprised they've stayed in business. They must have done a lot of weddings.
Cirencester FC.
They got an electric coach.
A lovely anonymous texter here. If Cirencester had a football team, their chant would be one Tesco extra.
Yeah.
There's only one Tesco.
They've got versatile
extra.
Function rooms. I can tell you that.
Okay,
they've got a
wide
range of versatile function rooms which can be decorated, set out in party style, buffet style, or in small clusters of tables with comfortable seating.
Okay, lovely.
Music can be played in any of the rooms.
Any of them.
And the Barbican Suite does provide a dance floor space.
We're in the Barbican Suite tonight, Paul. Can you wear a tie?
Yes, okay, yes. Even the kids.
It will.
I know he's only six, but he should have a three-piece suit.
The
on.
Dinner and dance will be in the Barbican Suite.
It will be. So smarten yourself up a bit, Charlie. We're in the Barbican Suite. Anyway, you won't be going back to Cirencester. You'll be chased. I think you'll find your bedside tables have a hammer taken to them by the Cirencester Town Ultras.
Steve, the Wolves fan's been in touch. I bought some chairs on eBay from Cirencester last year.
Wow.
And don't recall the Tesco at all.
Fully licensed bar. Anyway, we'll move on.
If you've been to Cirencester, your tales of Cirencester, we'll take them for the next
half hour. We'll take tales of Cirencester and memories of the Barbican Suite.
Why not?
Talksport.com, text 81089.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Baby, here she comes now. And it comes as no surprise to me with another guy.
Good song,
that.
It's it's written by Cat Stevens.
Is it?
Here Comes My Baby,
Nice. For himself or for somebody else to perform?
Don't know. Maybe let's speak to one of the Tremolos. That's the band. Because the Tremolo is very much the Hawks family business. They could have gone into bricklaying, but they went into great iconic pop bands of the 60s. Chesney joins us now. Good afternoon, Chesney.
Hey, Chesney. I'm just glad I wasn't introduced with the one and only.
We were going to try and go the whole interview.
We weren't even going to mention it. Yeah, that's, we got the one and only boys, swear classy. Box. That's it. But no, I was reading that your dad, Len, was a member of the Tremolos for many years. Yeah. And you're going to be touring with the band, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm actually in the middle of the tour now. We're about halfway through. My dad's a bit poorly at the moment, unfortunately, so he's not able to do it. So I kind of stepped up, and big shoes to fill, to be honest with you, boys. But fun, really. Actually, those songs are so fun to play, you know. And the audiences have been really great up and down the country. It's been quite an emotional kind of tour for me. A bit of bittersweet, you know, because the old man's not there. But really, I'm touring with like Herman's Hermits, Marmalade, Jerry's Pacemakers, and you know, so the songs, it's like literally 2.5 hours of number one hits from the 60s. It's phenomenal, and it goes down so well. I think people are just so happy to be able to recreate their youth, you know, relive their youth, and they're having a blast. It's really been fun.
And my friend's dad's in Marmalade, actually. My friend Mark's dad's in Marmalade, and those bands, they sold millions and millions of actual records, didn't they?
Physical copies, physical
45s, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. That's actually something I'd like to kind of look at the statistics of this show, of how many records that all the bands collectively sold. I mean, it's going to be in the hundreds of millions. It's madness.
Yeah.
We went years ago, I took my kids, we went to one of the Disney theme parks. I think it was sort of a Knott's Berry Farm thing, something like that in Florida.
Yeah.
And I could hear, I mean, something good going. I sort of, somebody's playing that over a PA. Then I realised it was a live band. And I thought, blimey, that is a very good Peter Noon impression. So you get closer and closer, and it's him.
It was him. It was him.
Yeah, it was him with a kind of pickup band of sort of American musicians who he works with. But it was him, just like playing. I sat there for 20 minutes going through the hits. Again, the thing about these songs, they were, you know, that's a Goffin and King song. We talk about Cat Stevens. All these songs were great songs written by great songwriters.
Yeah, so fantastic. Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question about Cat Stevens, if he wrote it for himself or for the Tremolos.
Yeah.
I'm glad the Tremolos recorded it. They actually had the hit with it. I guess Cat Stevens is not known for that song. Not many people know that he wrote it. Yeah.
So, do you get a chance to play a bit of your own stuff?
Yeah. What gets the biggest cheer of the night as well? Yeah.
No, I do a little gag actually, where I start one of the songs and kind of go into like the first bit of the one and only, and then I go, oh shoot, I forgot where I was there.
You don't play in the '60s style. You could do it in that sort of beat group style.
Yeah.
Of the...
Well, I've done it in every other kind of version, guys.
It could sit in a kind of I saw her standing there style. Yeah. Couldn't you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely, yeah. But I don't know. I would feel weird. There was talk of whether I should do it or not, but I'd feel weird doing that song in a 60s show. It just feels like the wrong thing to do, you know? So just do the little gag and then just get straight on with Tremolos.
Yeah. But it's a timeless pop song, you know? And I know whatever you feel about it, I don't know if you have a good relationship with it or a bad relationship with it, but whatever you feel about it, it's a classic pop song, isn't it? And the structure of it is a classic pop song, so...
Yeah, I'm proud of the record and I've had my ups and downs with it over the years, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
But these days it's we're friends with benefits, shall we say.
Yeah.
But it is nice to do a tour without doing it. So it's very rare that I do a gig without playing that song. So it's just a little break. It's a little couple months break.
Chesney, I went to see Bob Dylan last week and he did none of the hits. So
really? Goodness me.
Which was
really
good, which is what I wanted, you know, it's what you want. Well,
you must be a proper fan. Yeah. I mean, if you're a real hardcore fan of these artists, you want to hear the kind of deep cuts.
Yeah, I want the deep cut Chesney Hawkes tour.
He didn't do any of the hits.
None of the hits. Well, he did one. He did a Grain of Sand. Grain of Sand. Yeah, but it was fantastic.
You still enjoyed it. Okay,
yes, loved it.
Now you're a big West Ham fan as well, Chesney. How are you feeling about life at the moment?
Oh, it's a little bit tough, isn't it? I mean, it's weird because we're winning at home and losing away at the moment. And I've been to a few games this season. And the team, the actual squad is awesome. I mean, and we've bought really well in the summer. And I love this Paqueta. He's so good, man. But of course, he got injured. So he's been out of the action for a good 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
But Scamacca's really great. He's, him and Paqueta are actually linking up really nicely. You know, I mean, with players like Bowen and... you know, Antonio's still there doing it for us. But, you know, I watched the Man United game over the weekend, and it was like, we played well. We actually did compete.
Chances at the end, and De Gea sort of made a couple of great saves.
Oh, well, De Gea saved him, really. Yeah. I mean, he was like, for me, he was the man of the match. You know, he was incredible. But, I mean, I think we just haven't quite clicked. I'm still a Moyes fan. I still think he's going to pull it around. There's a lot of us West Ham fans are kind of complaining about his tactics. And you know, just kind of the fact that he's just a little bit slow on bringing out the substitutes and changing it up a little bit. He's very loyal to his kind of like the team that he kind of had last season, and of course he didn't have much else to play with last season because we had a very kind of a threadbare squad. But now that we've got all these amazing players coming through. You know, we want to kind of see some of them play together. Like, he's only just started playing Scamacca and Antonio together, which, you know, all of us are like, oh, when's that going to happen?
Well, look, it's time now for Celebrity Combination Lock. And yes. Let's do it. We'll explain more in a moment. Here we go.
Welcome to Celebrity Combination Lock with your hosts, Paul Hawksby and lock keeper Charlie Baker.
Some of the names have played so far. Tommy Walsh off Ground Force, a fellow West Ham fan, of course. Chesney, John Richardson, comedian, Leeds fan. Al Murray, the pub landlord. Yeah. Lloyd Griffith last week, a comedian, Grimsby fan, who gave the best performance. Got two correct numbers in Celebrity Combination Lock and two of them in the correct place.
Yeah, so Martin you've got Afire, something to he's work played on. It, yeah.
Martin Afire's played it, rugby league legend. So just explain briefly how it works, Charlie. You've got a combination lock
I've
in your
hand. I've got a combination lock. It's a gym locker lock. I mean, it's locked, Paul. We don't know how to open it to get our sports stuff
we
out.
We can't open it.
To play the sport we so like talking about on TalkSport. Yeah. Don't knock the lock. What don't you knock, Paul?
The lock.
There it is. Yeah. So I need four numbers from you, Chesney right. Hawks.
Let me tell you this. Last week... Chesney, I was going to say...
I was going to say, is this your way of just getting everyone's PIN numbers?
What a nice idea. Well, that's and the last three numbers in the back of your card, Chesney. Yeah.
So Lloyd last week said 4336. 4336. Two of those numbers were correct. And they were in the correct place. 4336.
So is it the same number every time, boys?
Opened the lock. We've had seven guesses.
All we want to do is open this lock.
Got to get this lock open so we can play the sport and talk about it.
So 4336 is two correct numbers and two of them in the correct place. So it's take it away, Chesney.
Don't
what
knock
are you going
the lock.
With?
Okay, I'm going to go 4377.
4377. Let's just get those numbers confirmed.
4377.
There we are, 4377. Let's try it, Charlie. Turn the lock. Let's have a look.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just two to change this week, of course, because 4-3 was already
in place, yeah.
So 4377, Chesney Hawks. Here we go. I'm going to try and open the lock.
Drum roll.
Oh!
No! Sorry about that, Chesney. Sorry about that.
So let's find it. Let's find out how many you got right. Here we go.
One.
Of course you only got
one. Is in the right place.
Of course you only got the one and only.
Yeah.
What a nightmare for you. We're trying to avoid it. You can't shake it off.
Yeah. The one and only number you got right, we don't know what it is. Chesney, we'll leave it there. Lovely to talk to you. Best of luck with the toy. We wish your dad well. And
thank you,
we
guys.
Are going to play out, of course. You've got to get a bit of PRS out of this chat. So we're going to play out with it now. We'll catch up with you soon. All the best.
All right, guys. Thanks for having
Thanks,
me on.
Thanks, Chesney.
Come on, you Irons.
Oh, come on, you Irons. I'm not the same as all the rest. I am the one and only.
Nobody I'd rather be. I am the one. The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. I'll be back to do it all again with Andy tomorrow. Charlie,
I'll see
you're
Thursday.
Back Thursday
yeah.
for the, not the clips of the week, the
birthday spread.
Birthday spread,
yes. Brilliant. After the last week's win.
Yeah, well
trying
done,
to
Charlie.
Add to it. Going, has anyone ever done two in a row? Let's find out.
Tremendous performance that was. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank
there
you,
we are. That was today's show. We will catch up with you tomorrow from 1. If not, podcast available around 4.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4pm on TalkSport.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.